This is the Talk of Fame Network on SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Clark Judge, Rick Goslin, and Ron Borges.
Well, with this being countdown to Camp Week, we thought we'd check in with one of the greatest talent evaluators in the history of the game. And you know what? It's someone I presented 3 years ago to the Board of Selectors in really one of the easiest jobs ever conceived. And that's Hall of Fame GM Ron Wolf. Ron, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, it's an honor for me to be a part of your program.
Well, thank you very much. Honor for us to have you on. First things first, we have a Green Bay Packer among this year's candidates, and that's senior nominee Jerry Kramer, as you know. As someone who rebuilt the Packers franchise, it must make you happy to see a guy from those great teams, and I know there are already, I think, 11 players in the Hall of Fame from those 60s teams, but to see someone from those teams deserving who's now up for Canton in 2018.
Well, certainly. He's been recognized through the years as one of the top guards in the history of the game, and here, finally, he's going to get his due, hopefully. I assume it all depends on how the voting process goes, And I don't envy those people in the room that have to do that either. I mean, it's got to be a tough, tough job. But certainly, he's more than qualified. So you're right. It's nice to see a player of that caliber and person of that caliber have a chance to wear the gold jacket.
Ron, I know you've watched a lot of tape of all the Packer teams in history. Was the Lombardi sweep a joy to watch as a football guy?
You know, it really was, but it goes back. I mean, it really, Lombardi learned a lot of his football from Earl Blake at Army. So we had the old tapes up in our room there of Army football and watching their sweeps and all that stuff, which was really, you know, it became the Packers sweep, with the exception of three backs across. They had two and two wide receivers, but it's the same thing. Yeah, it was well executed. Now they played at a time where they controlled the players, so it was an easy transition for them. You either did what they wanted done, well, I guess what he wanted done, or you were on the road. But it's a pleasure to watch that.
Well, to get switch gears here, Ron, to the sort of modern situation. Last year, the board put in Terrell Davis, who really only had three what I would call Hall of Fame worthy seasons after, you know, before injuries cut him down. Do you see any sort of long term danger to that? You know, Tony Boselli's on this year, and he played 90 games or so in the NFL. As a Hall of Famer yourself, do you see any sort of long term possible problems growing out of that?
Well, yeah, I think I could really get on the fence here, but yeah, I do see a problem with that because there's so many people that now can be brought into the mix. And I'm not sure there are players, Ron, so far back that are certainly deserving of being in the Hall of Fame. And I mean, we could go on and on with naming names, but now that you've narrowed it down to 3 years, you have put people like Glenn Dobbs, who was sensational in his era at what he did. Bobby Dylan. You could go on and on. We could name names. Otto Schnellenbacher. So many names we could mention here. So to me, that's the danger of that. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, do you think that really should be a stronger factor? I've always sort of felt that, I mean, full disclosure, I didn't vote for TD, even though he's a great player and a wonderful guy. He was unlucky, but I didn't vote for him because I felt that part of greatness is being able to survive at a high level for a long period of time. Most people can't do it.
I always thought the definition of a Hall of Fame player was a person who dominated at his position in his era. So, what's an era? You know, is that you can take that any way you want to take that. But 3 years to me is not an era. But it also doesn't eliminate the great years that Terrell Davis had.
Right.
I mean, he was a phenomenal player in those 3 years. So it's a tough, tough question to answer.
Well, as Ron likes to say, it's not so much about ability as it is about availability. It's both.
There you go. Makes sense.
So, yeah. And I think you're right, right on with that. Anyway, we're speaking with Hall of Fame GM Ron Wolf on the Talk of Fame Network. And you can find us on the web at talkoffamenetwork.com or on Twitter at Talk of Fame Net. And Ron, as you know, because I've talked to you before, I'm presenting former GM Bobby Bethard as a contributor candidate. And in many respects, I see him a lot like you and Bill Polian, and you guys were the first two contributor inductees. He rebuilt a franchise. In fact, he rebuilt two. He won Super Bowls, and he knew where to find players. I mean, whether it was on another team or in the college ranks or just an undrafted free agent, he knew where to find him. What, in your mind, made Bobby Bethard special?
I think his record made him special, what he was able to accomplish. And his devotion to the game, his devotion to his ideal, what it takes to play the game, and he went and did it. I mean, he did it, you know, that Frank Sinatra song, he did it his way. And that isn't exactly the lyric, but it was my way, but you get what I'm saying. So
I do.
I have a great deal of respect for him. I admire him for what he accomplished, and it's nice to have someone like that be presented. And hopefully, again, he'll get to wear that gold jacket.
You know, Ron Borges had just mentioned the short career of Terrell Davis to Kenny Easley. Let me ask you this. It's going to be a tough call this year with Moss and Owens. How would you compare a short career guy, Sterling Sharpe, to those two?
Well, to those two guys?
Yes.
Let me just say this, and this is, I mean, Terrell Davis got 3 years, Sterling Sharpe had 6 years. Those 6 years of Sterling Sharpe, I am sure the defensive coordinators, when they watched the tape of the Green Bay Packers, said, all we have to do is take Sharpe away and we can beat them. You know, and they were right. But they never took him away. He was a phenomenal player, pass receiver, competitor, one tough guy. He would yell and scream at the other guys on the other team. They could not contain him. And to me, that's his greatness. All you have to do is look at his records. You know, he came out with Irvin and Brown and Sharp, okay? And I was involved with Brown, or Tim Brown, with the Oakland Raiders. But after having had an opportunity to witness what Sterling Sharpe was all about, I mean, he's a consummate football player, and I think he certainly deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And again, here we go. Everybody's got a guy. But here was a guy playing on a just above-average football team, doing things that were incredible on the football field.
I agree.
Yeah, no, you're right. We've sort of argued his case in the past. His numbers were unbelievable. I mean, he was on track to, you know, if he kept going, he was on track to put up numbers just like Jerry Rice. And then, of course, he got the terrible injuries.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely correct. I mean, he was just a remarkable. You get around guys, so many guys during the course of your career in the National Football League, or one's career in the National Football League, but this was a special football player, and he was the offense for the Green Bay Packers. When I got there. 92, 93, we had Brett Favre. He had somebody to throw to, and it couldn't be a better guy to throw to than Sterling Sharpe. But he was a remarkable player.
Interesting.
Hey, Ron.
Well, speaking of what
go ahead, Ronnie. Oh, okay. We're speaking with Hall of Fame GM Ron Wolf on the Talk of Fame Network. And Ron, sorry to cut you off, but Ron, we get confused here because we got Ron Borges, Ron Wolf, Ron. Anyway, Ron Wolf, question for you. If you were to choose the five modern era candidates today, the guys who are up this weekend, I assume you'd start with Ray Lewis, but maybe not. But would you, and work down from there? And if you could you give us the other four guys that you might choose?
Well, certainly, yeah. Ray Lewis would be, this is certainly my opinion here. Ray Lewis would be one. Randy Moss would be two. Brian Dawkins would be three. Brian Urlacher would be four. And now I'm in trouble because there are so many qualified guys after that. My Way, Hutchinson, Bruce, as an example. So I would pick Bruce, but, you know, if I was in a room with a group of guys trying to decide who they were, who were going to be the five guys, I could be swayed. I could be swayed very easily because the Edgerton James, all these other guys that are in this list, they're incredible. Incredible. Some of these guys were incredible players. No, I couldn't be, and I could not be.
Okay. Ron Wolf.
No one in the room could sway me for him.
Well, you and I are on the same side there.
Yeah,
Ron Wolf, thanks so much for the time, and see you this summer in Canton. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
You bet. Thank you.
That was Hall of Fame GM Ron Wolf. Up next, it's Hall of Fame finalist Brian Urlacher. You're listening to the Talk of Fame Network.